Now it is the Dow off by about 20 points. The NASDAQ is up just by about 1 point. The S&P 500 off by about 2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yay! Good morning. It's Monday, 13th of March, 2017. Good morning. 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning, everybody. Good Monday morning. Good morning, Linda. And
good morning.
You are feeling okay.
Yeah, you know, it's been one of those, I know I'm not alone here. It's been one of those interesting bugs that was started off with, bronchitis and sinusitis, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to do a couple of the gigs. And then I went back, you know, you were up and down and up and down. So Monday I was on the show. And then Monday afternoon was just boom. And the rest of the week. Friday night I had a wonderful event that we performed at. We should talk about that in a little bit. We'll talk about wonderful things that happened over the weekend, people we saw, things that we did. We'd love to start our Monday with that. But first, I would like to bring the weather to you. It's currently 43 degrees, everybody. Sunny today with our highs of 80. Isn't it gorgeous? Are you starting to see
We're all wearing short sleeves. Flowers coming to bloom.
I'm
wearing my short sleeve shirts again. Bob's got his on. He's got a vest because he drives in a Jeep.
We saw our first hummingbird the other night. I went outside last night. That moon is incredible. The moon is amazing. And I was wondering if when I went out last night if I was going to see, you know, see the bats because it's about that time. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 51. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 78. And mostly cloudy Tuesday night with our lows of 55. Chance of showers now begin on Wednesday. Wednesday night, more showers. Thursday, showers. And Friday, we come back to some partly sunny day with our highs of 71. And then Friday night, chance of showers. So enjoy these next couple warm days. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Actually took advantage of the weekend and line dried all our clothing. The main reason being that our dryer had taken a dive. Bringing in the sheets off the line after they've been out in the sun all day.
So cool.
They have their own great smell after that.
Well, it's the old school. And I know I took our bath mats, some of our heavier items. I do line dry. And you know, you're going to think it's really strange when we first moved to Reading. There was something about the house that we're in, you know, we're downtown Reading, old Reading. And there is a clothing line that is outside our door that's very, very long. And the first thing I bought for the house were wooden clothing pins.
Clothespins.
I just had this thing about.
It's got pulleys on it and everything.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's like, love it. I don't know. What that made me feel like old school. And so there are times that, especially when the summer comes up, I just love to hang everything out.
There's no point in running your dryer during a Reading summer.
No.
We used to, when we were in Iraq, and we'd wear
5'11 shorts and T-shirts along with part is our main gear there. And what we do is we take the T-shirts and the shorts and be on a rooftop in Baghdad when it's 120 degrees on the ground. Up there, it's got to be, you know, 10 degrees hotter. You wash your clothes in a bucket. You throw them over a line. And literally, within 5 to 10 minutes, you come back. It's dry. Just dry.
Then the same thing is happening to your body, by the way.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Me to stop walking around. No. Guys, wear your clothes while you're doing your – wear some clothes while you're doing your laundry.
So we were thinking about when we were looking outside of how much it's rained and how much moss – we have a lot of brick in our at our house and three different areas that are brick walkways.
Here comes,
and so we we walked to what was the store that we went to over the weekend?
Ace.
I can't Ace. And we local wanted to Ace see store. If they had any like a power washer. I've never power washed. Okay, I'm sorry. I've never physically power washed. Done a lot of things before, but I haven't power washed. So we were looking to see if there's one to rent.
Sure
and I don't know,
is.
Where do you buy a power washer? They didn't have for sale at Ace there.
I don't think we need to buy a power washer. I think we can rent a power washer. You know,
okay.
And I'll tell you the way it takes moss off. Do you just, you know, like spray it with bleach or something?
We had a guy here at one time. I wonder if he's still in town that advertised for a while.
I don't know.
That's what he did. And he took it off a roof. In fact, he did it off of our good friends who had a tile roof. He went up there and removed debris off of that. But anyway, we're just talking off the top of our heads right now.
Okay, Friday night, electrician's
ball. Electrician's ball, you know.
Joe Tremonte and everybody there. That's
got a real charge out of that
and
one.
It's,
huh?
Yeah, you know.
It
well,
just sounds
ball
funny.
Isn't just about electricians. It's about it's about all the trades and how they're raising money for scholarships there. And it was, I tell you what, the event was sold out.
So and beautiful auction items, silent. And it was interesting. They had a great table with some art, but the centerpieces. In fact, we bought the centerpiece because we want to send it to. The grandkids. It was like a ball. You would have loved this. It was a ball in a box, but the ball had all these lights in it, you know, that looked like the crystal
change,
ball,
yeah,
but it was
colors.
Just, it was very cool. Just really conversation piece.
We met Dan Knott. Now, once you meet Dan Knott.
Daniel,
you'll never forget him. But he and
Naughty Knott.
He's the one that, he and his brother are the ones that are down here in the promenade and are taking that, taking that building down and putting up a multi-use building. And just listening to this young man, we're going to get him on the show quickly here. But listening to what he thinks can be done here in Redding. And he's a guy that went off and went to college and came back here. He's a real family guy.
Mm-hmm.
But his whole family is involved in different types of renovation and building. And it was interesting. We'll have him on. But
it's a high energy.
Electrician's ball itself.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
And when we talk about, people were dressed and it was nice. And, of course, I was always honored to have our jazz ensemble. You know, play the music. But again, we met interesting people, of course, got the whippersnapper, young and of many ages that are just really see, the potential of downtown Reading.
Yeah, that and the fact is there's millions of jobs out there wanting right now in the trades. I mean, if you're an electrician, a plumber, a drywall, welders, heavy equipment, any of these, they need people. They need millions of people out there. You know, and I realize it's important to go, you know, for people to say, well, you know, I really want to get a college degree. Well, think about that. That's true. Some people do. But, you know, the idea that you could go to a trade school. A school like this and start off at $50,000, $60,000 a year, which is more than you'll probably make coming out of a college for a college degree. And then over a period of time and you're working, you know, you work jobs, you're going to be making, you can make $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year easy. And then you can have your own business, but then you can take business courses, you can take college courses. The thing about it is that we desperately need these people, our friends and families that work in the trades.
Yeah. Automation is going to take a lot of things, but somebody's got to run the wires.
It's not going to take the job. It's not going to take your plumber's jobs. It's not going to take your electrician's jobs, probably. It's not going to take, those kinds of carpenters that come in. Because I doubt if you're – well, you know, I say that because I don't know. But I doubt if you're going to get robotics that can come in, measure – well, okay. Measure and use their art – to be able to put something in or to be able to lay pipes and all that. Maybe the designs can be made.
Robots are very good at doing the exact same thing many times, yeah. Very fast. When it comes to home construction, that is definitely, everyone is just a little bit different.
Right.
And being home, as many of you can attest to, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's not one person that hasn't been touched by somehow some kind of bug that's been floating around Northern California. It just is nice to know that you're going to come home or be able to rest your body in a Sleep Number bed. And I know that with the various days of times, hours I spent in bed, because a lot of this is about bed rest, I was able to change my Sleep Number setting. So I originally started at 55, but now I'm going to 40. So we really encourage you to go out and check the Sleep Number bed, not just because your body at nighttime when you're sleeping, if it's a good sleep, that's when you're restoring. And I know that if I hadn't really spent a lot of time resting in my Sleep Number bed, there's no doubt that I would have gone over the cliff into the hospital. So this is, to me, is part of the whole cure-all. It's my Sleep Number bed. And won't you please go to the Sleep Number store. Check it out.
It's over in the Target Shopping Center. Right now, they've got sales going on.
What's your setting?
My Sleep Number setting is 55 and 60.
You move it around, too.
Well, you know what? I do, because I do different things during the day and sometimes. But see, that's the best thing. I mean, J.D. Powers voted 2 years in a row that's the best mattress. And right now you can save $400 on their most popular P5 Queen mattresses now. You can get one for $1,199.99. But you can only get it if you head on over to the Sleep Number store. And you know what? The other thing, too, is this change in daylight savings time, it's going to take you 2 or 3 days to get over that. So just remember that. And if you've got an early morning job, and this is just on us, you got an early morning job, it can affect your job because you're tired, you're not making maybe the quickest decisions. So just remember that. And it's going to take 48 hours to 72 hours for you to do that. So probably won't be till tomorrow that you start feeling backed. So, okay, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And when we come back, we got one other event we want to talk about that was another huge success. And you might be surprised at what this event was. And then we're going to get into a few other things, like maybe some things you really need to know about on Monday.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A corrupt and lawless government, like California, create laws that benefit themselves. How can we follow their example when the government who make the laws refuse to obey the laws they don't like? Understand this, laws are not made for the law-abiding, but for the lawless. So what happens when laws are deliberately made to make the law-abiding lawless? The Bible is clear. When man's laws contradict God's laws, we have no choice but to obey God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday. And you know what? Daylight savings time will have an effect, if you're an early morning worker, on how you do things. Right?
Like holding down the control key instead of the alt key.
There you go. Well, wait a minute. It worked yesterday.
One clears out a what we call a quick break, and the other just stops everything in its tracks.
And then Bob goes, oh, well, see, there's a reason. It's because of that daylight savings time.
Now, wait a minute, Carl. You interrupted Bob.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Okay, we got to call somebody. This is the second time this woman has called and said, I interrupt you. We're married.
I don't think she interrupted me.
Driver carries no cash.
No. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? You're looking for the place to take care of you for a short period of time, or your loved ones for a short period of time, like, say, after surgery or a broken body, or long periods of time, you know, when they're getting a little bit, you know, when your parents or loved ones are getting a little elderly and they need somebody to come in and take care of them for long periods of time. It's Sharon Clark. She's got the very best senior helpers place that you can think of, Home Helpers. It can help your seniors. It enables them to be a lot more happier and healthier living in their own area there.
That's right.
She's had this business for over 10 years, and it is just extraordinary. Give her a call at 226-8350. And we're not the only ones that say this. You know, business of the year, businesswoman of the year. There's so many things, accolades, that Sharon Clark from Home Helpers has.
She pours her heart and soul into that. Right. And her people. And I mean, it's kind of like her village, her people. And we know them. We know her personally. We've known her. Let's see. We've been on the air for 8 years. Since the very beginning. Yeah. And it's, you know, we've been to her, 10 years in business party, and just, you know, can't say enough about Sharon Clark and Home Helpers.
Okay. Now, the other event we went to Saturday was the National Wild Turkey Federation, extravaganza.
That's right.
You get there at 5:30. You leave at 11:30. I mean, you cannot believe everything that everybody got something that day, including we had this wild live auction. And first of all, Wild Turkey Federation raises money to bring
preservation.
Hunting, preservation, to make sure that there's going to be wild turkeys around for the rest of everybody's lives. It helps introduce kids into the sport. It does a number of things. It's all, you know, environmental, conservation, and for people that like to hunt. And I tell you what, there are a lot of people there that like to hunt. I mean, I don't know, it must be close to 1,000 people in there. And then they have this auction. And this auction, they auction off things like, oh, they had this rifle, and then they auction off these trips to Africa, and they auction off fishing trips, and then Linda got into the auction.
I only raised my hand once.
No, in fact, you raised it twice, sweetheart. And at the end of this, we have.
You looked at me, if you could have seen Carl's face when I raised my hand. But, you know, it was. Money was going towards a really good cause, first of all. And our friend Ted Lighty, you know, of course, was acknowledged as the volunteer of the year, and they flew him back to Nashville for a whole week, right? And he had all of the wonderful things that he should be acknowledged for. He was acknowledged
for.
Yeah,
well, for. He was the veteran. He was the volunteer of the year for the this region out here by the Wild Turkey Federation. He started the junior hunting program
out in California for 5 years ago. He had the first girl that the first one of the first hunters was a 13-year-old girl who is now a 18-year-old student at Shasta studying aerospace engineering.
She's adorable.
She is a knife a professional knife maker, and she's made a knife for the event, which was
auctioned
she
off.
Is just articulate, and I tell you what, you look at her 18 going on 30. That's how good she is, and she's in the rendezvous. We're going to get her on the show and have her talk about the rendezvous and the black powder and all those. She's one of those.
anyway, the
big thing that's going back is you bought a turkey, a metal turkey.
Okay.
It's made out of stuff from the junkyard. And the wings on it and the tail on it, I'm carrying it out. This thing's like a 50-pound turkey anyway. I'm carrying it out. It looks like a satellite dish. And people are saying things. People are saying things like, wow. So did you lose? No. We had to fight for this. Was this the only thing left? No. She had to stand up and fight for this. We paid money for this.
It is made out of junkyard scrap metal. So the
found
tail
items.
It's so femme. Yeah, it's so laugh, wonderful. The tail.
It is.
Is made out of like propeller.
It's a one of a kind. And don't laugh, Bob. It could end up on your front porch.
Oh, it's. I just kept saying, should we give that away or no?
Oh,
I think
love found object
it
art.
Will
that's great. Have you ever seen the big dragon? That shows up at the Maker Fair and stuff.
That's
and
what this
fair.
Is like.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is,
all,
and in
all
fact,
found objects.
I think the centerpiece is obviously from somebody that is the Maker's Fair. And the Maker's Fair, a lot of coincide with, Bob, the Maker's Fair coincides with what Saturday night's The Electrician's Ball was all about.
Anyway, it was both events are great. Raised a lot of money for things. Okay, things we need to know.
Things we need to know
before we have Simpson University rolling.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, you also, do you want to do any teasers about some stuff that you want to get off your chest?
Well, no. We're going to get to them, but there is this one university called Carleton University that removed the weights, the scales, from gyms because it caused triggering.
That's a new
In other words,
word.
If people would look at the scale, it would upset them because it would remind them that maybe they're overweight or underweight.
They maybe had too many Doritos over the weekend.
So the school removes the scale. Now, other students in the school are going, wait a minute. This is the ultimate snowflake. What, are you going to get rid of mirrors next? You know, they probably shouldn't have said that. Get rid of mirrors? Uh-oh. But they took the scales out of this university. Can you believe that? Now, I have to admit it's a Canadian university. But still, it sounds like something that could have happened up in the Northeast. Okay.
That just infuriates me because, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, for instance, even if it's a checkup, I mean, you don't – unless you take 5 minutes of their time to remove your boots, you know, especially when you have the Uggs and the belt and the bag and put the bag down.
I don't have any problem at all. I just take
off
shoes.
No, I just get on and realize, you know, there was a time – I understand the trigger. There was a time that a scale –
Well, that's what they're saying.
Would make me, for not, the day, would bum me out.
It should, and that's what they're saying, is that a scale will make you feel bad about yourself, and you should be looking at girth and not, of course, if you look at
girth
and mass. If you listen to Ted Leidy, he says, I've reached my my maximum density level. I'm one person larger than Lisa. So anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here. We've got, give me one thing. Give me the
okay,
big thing right
Okay, five things
here.
Quick that you need to know Monday. Snow forecast could preclude flight plans.
Yep, huge snow is coming in to the Northeast. Talk about feet of snow.
Absolutely, blanketing New York City and lots of other things. FBI at South by Southwest, but no Comey. Now, this is a really big, high-tech, music-infused South by Southwest festival that happens every year. Now, why they were wanting to hear FBI Director Jim Comey, they'll just have to settle Monday for a subordinate.
You want to listen?
Okay. Yeah, I guess he was going to get in and give a speech or a talk or whatever. Radio Shack to close 187 stores.
I didn't even know they were still open.
They had a massive sell-off a couple of years ago they turned from a store that could have been the forefront of the whole maker movement into, would you like a cell phone with that?
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And they got their clock cleaned.
Alleged White House intruder scheduled for court appearance?
Yeah, he came over the wall. He had two cans of mace. He was a real threat.
All right.
I said that tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
But he came over the wall, though.
Now, outages end in sight after 800,000 Michigan customers lose power. This is after a windstorm. Detroit-based utility announced that it expects to restore service to all its affected customers by 11:30 today. According to the utility, after an army of repair techs worked overnight in single-digit temperatures, the storm is the most significant weather event. Energy has appeared in more than 100-year history.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. So those are the five things you need to know today.
Okay.
I'm sure there's many more we're going to bring to you here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to our show.
And it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny.
Welcome back, lads and lassies, to Free Fire Radio. There we go, and with my little Irish brogue here. Oh, that's what I... Would it get better if I drank a little Irish whiskey? Aye. Hey, the Sons of Italy. Another Irish group. We're having a St. Patrick's dinner. Friday, March 17th. Cocktails from 5:30 p.m. to dinner at 7 p.m. Traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. Entertainment by Enterprise Starship. $18 per person by reservation only. Only 40 tickets left. This was like last Friday.
Mm.
Please call Carol at 241-4342, you little leprechauns and leprechaunesses. It's going to be at the Shasta Lodge, 2453, which is out on Cedar Road here in Reading. Looks like a good time.
And I promise not to use an Irish accent again.
Well, welcome back to KCNR.
It turns into Scottish and then German. I'm not sure what happens.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And Carl, your middle name, I would think, kind of indicates a little Irish in there.
Aye, it is. It's Reagan.
His middle name is Reagan.
Reagan.
R-A-G-O-N. Reagan.
It's Reagan and nobody can pronounce it. Oh, no, that's my Scottish side going out. Well, I don't know why Scottish is easier. Okay, hey, look. We're here with Simpson University, the Red Hawks. Yeah.
And the Red Hawks, that's their alma mater. Yeah.
That's their team names.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Daniel Staley and Karen Smith. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're here to tell us about...
The Red Hawk Ride.
The Red Hawk Ride. Okay, I'm ready.
So, the Red Hawk Ride is a multi-distance bike and run, and you can run a 10K or ride a 10K, and you can go 25, 50, or 100 miles. All the routes start and stop on our campus. It's a fundraiser for our student scholarship fund that helps students who are going to school stay in school. So we're super excited to be pumping that. And it's just going to be a great day, April 8th.
Now, Simpson has a lot of scholarships, grants, and things like this. People say, you know, oh, private university, it's going to be expensive. Well, I sit on the board out there, and I realize everything that they do to bring the prices down where you don't have to borrow money from, you know, and leave there with $100,000, not that it would be $100,000, but leave with a debt there. And we've gone over it, you know, time after time, how you can go through Simpson University and come out of there without owing money.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a summer job, essentially.
Yeah.
So, and this is one of the ways they do it, and by fundraisers like this.
Yeah, I love our staff, and this is something, an initiative that we started in student development under the direction of Dr. Mike Loomis, who is an avid cyclist and just passionate about finding ways to raise money and utilize the beauty of the North State. I am not as much of a cyclist, but, man, you can't beat the views. You can't beat the routes, and a great way to get our community involved.
So Danielle, with Simpson, I would like to ask each one of you individually, is this volunteer? What do you do with Simpson? Do you have a position? Are you with the staff? Tell us, share with our listeners what it is that you do.
Yeah, I work at Simpson. I am the coordinator of student missions. So I actually work with students in our traditional undergraduate program that want to serve in domestic and international locations at different ministries. It's a privilege. It's really fun.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll tell you, that's an outreach.
It's a lot of work, and it's really worth it, but it's a
fantastic.
Lot of work.
Fantastic. And Karen?
I am Dr. Loomis's administrative assistant.
You said it with such a big smile on your face. Yeah. What does that entail?
So our department is student development, and I feel like I have the best job on campus. I get to interact with our wonderful students, and we have a great staff that I get to help encourage, and it's just the best. I love it. Simpson is a wonderful place to work.
That's great. Now, there's a lot of things going on at Simpson, of course. You've started you have a veterans outreach group there with their own meeting area, or their own, I guess, what would I say, their own office there with computers, and you have a person assigned, a veteran, by the way, who's going to the university there, is assigned to be in charge of veteran affairs, and so people can come up and get help so that they can help people get through the VA programs that are difficult to get through, even at best. So, and I know you all have people trained in how to help veterans get through
that. Yeah, Justin Spears is heading that up for us, and the Veterans Success Center, and it's just really coming together well. We're very excited to be able to serve that population.
Mm-hmm. So the Red Hawks, you guys are called the Red Hawks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go
so
Red Hawks.
Go Red Hawks. And if somebody can't make the event, do they go to a website or something so they, if they want to donate, like I would like to, if somebody's, our listener may think or believe, I want to donate towards a scholarship fund.
Yes. So simpsonu.edu/redhawkride where you'll find all the information about our event. And also just wanting to know, that the community can come out to the event Saturday, April 8th. There's going to be all kinds of things going on campus. We've got the Dutch Bros truck and a catered lunch and live music and a bounce house, and our climbing wall is going to be open. And people can just come out and enjoy the day. It's going to be a great, lots of fun. Martinelli's is going to have a tasting booth. Big shout out to Subaru, who's our premier sponsor this year.
Wonderful.
And so we're just really looking forward to it.
Done a lot of work to make this a big event.
Now they're talking about making Redding a center of biking. They're going to have a real big mountain biking or biking event here in a couple months. This is it could become an epicenter of it because of all the trails we have. And how people can head on out to Lassen and come on, you know, if you're talking about road biking or, like you said, the mountain biking on all the trails. And so that's going to be a big event, too. So major competitions. And so with you all having this, it's kind of like ties into everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We're just really excited our community is moving forward with you know, promoting biking and healthy living. And it's great.
Now, Simpson has a lot of things going on, and even though that it's March, you have teams out there that still are available on weekends to help people.
Yeah, we have our Strike Teams program. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that for a number of years now, led by Hannah Dewater. And that one's completely volunteer. So what she does is she finds projects that need to happen, whether it's individuals who need help moving or cleaning or whatever that comes up. She organizes the students. They gather at a certain time at the Cross on campus, centrally located, and then they head out and they serve. She also partners with different organizations in town. She was doing some stuff, Passport to Paris. NVCSS recently had a burger fundraiser, and so she's kind of like the hub for volunteering and getting people on our campus that aren't necessarily from Redding, getting them activated in the community and serving.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah. Well, can you hire? Don't you have an area where you can hire people out there to help? Also,
we do. Yeah. So for people who have maybe yard work projects or other things, right? Spring is coming. The trees are blooming and spring is on its way. So we also have our Rent-A-Team program, and that is one that I help oversee. We have people call us and they want to have students work in their yards or do different projects around the home, and then they make a donation to their mission trip. So all of those donations go to help support them as they travel and prepare to serve.
Is it like you pay them $10 an hour or something like that? Or?
Yeah, we try and say something equivalent to minimum wage. I mean, we've had some amazing people, very generous people that have given way more than that, but we just say about minimum wage and pay them for their
hard
work.
That's nice to know. Yeah. Well, because you know what, it's that time of the year to have, you know, get a couple of young people out there with a great deal of energy.
Yes.
And we do have a caller with a question, so let's go to Romper
Ranger Rick.
Ranger.
Romper.
Romper Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm just having a rompous day.
So sorry. Put my glasses on, buddy. Thanks so much for being patient. Do you have a question for our guests?
Yeah, well, first of all, wife and I are really impressed with the kids that came out and worked for us one time and doing some yard work and moving. And you know, we remained friends with them for all these years, too. And that was 3 years ago, I guess. So that is a good project. But the other thing I wanted to talk about, the other day when Carl and I were at the Vets CBAC thing, I think the president was talking about getting ROTC back on your campus.
He said he would like to try and do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw looks of surprise on that one. They'd heard about it, but they don't. Do you have any information on it or not?
I just know that President Doomer is very pro veterans and really is interested in serving that community. Mm-hmm.
I think before what happened, Ranger, was the it wasn't so much the amount of people they had in it as it was the funding, because they were really cutting back. Remember, it was during the time when President Obama was cutting back on everybody, and they were pulling that money out of the ROTCs to put it back in the operational forces. So things may be opening up now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure would like to join forces in seeing ROTC back in this, especially Simpson. I think that's a game changer for Simpson all the way around, especially for students in the North State. I know Shasta College has kind of fallen short with some of the veteran stuff, and I think Simpson really picked it up.
Well, we're going to, believe it or not, we've got Shasta College in here today, too. That's just kind of the way it fell. We're going to talk to them about their veterans programs, too. Okay, but that's a good question. And I remember him saying that, they were talking about having the having it back. Okay.
And if he wants any help on that, I'd like to get delve in there and see if we can do anything for the community with ROTC.
Okay, we'll give them your phone number before they leave.
All right.
Thank you, okay. Ranger Rick.
Hey, we're gonna take
Rick. Have a romper day, won't you?
Yeah, romper Rick. You know what? They'll never forget that. Now, you know, I know Vince listening right now, and he's already
you
got
have
it.
To see Bob's writing across the room. He puts
that's
a full
right.
white thing. But anyway, no, it's my fault, really. But thank you so much for the call and the inspirational thoughts.
All right. Thanks a lot,
take
Rick.
Care.
All right.
Bye.
All right. We'll take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by. Speaking of veterans. It's by B&T Satellite, a veteran-owned business. With their veterans promotion is you can win a $200 gift card in the first 20 callers to call and say BTS200. That's right, BTS200 at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Plus, you can save $100 if you're a veteran on your bill or for new service, or if you have a give them a name of a veteran who signs up, they can have $100 taken off their service, and you can have $100 taken off your service. But you got to find out how by calling 241-DISH, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. It's about savings. It's about helping veterans. It's about helping yourself. B&T Satellite. All right, we'll be right back with Simpson University.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys, B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and here's why. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service. You must mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you'll be helping one of our local veterans get $100 off their service. Now let's repeat that. Call 241-3474, B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200, and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to call and check out this huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. B&T Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. On this Monday morning, 13th of March, I'm waiting for the downbeat. There we go. Woo! Now, okay, now that's the kind of stuff I would put my headphones to work out with. This is squat. This is what, you know, I would never get up because I had it happen the other night. The other day. Don't, I won't go into details now. Currently 43 degrees.
But if people send money into me right now, I will tell you what happened to Linda.
The crawl off. Highs today will be about 80, lows about 51. That's all loaded this morning.
The people from
Monday morning.
The people from Simpson University who prayed this morning are going, we should have prayed longer. We should have prayed longer. We didn't realize it was going to be with these two.
Tuesday, tomorrow is calling for mostly sunny with our highs of 78. Tuesday night calls for mostly cloudy with our lows of about 55. Now, Wednesday, we have a chance of showers with our temperatures around 68. And Wednesday night calls for about a 40% chance of showers, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 47. We'll get more into the forecast, but the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Really excited about our guests this morning.
Yeah. Before we get to them, though, we're going to talk one more time at ReadingCityFlag.com. That's where you can put in your design and artistic expression for the Reading City Flag. And you can enter that, and you can win $1,000 if you're chosen. $200 to runners up. All dollars provided by Catalyst Funds, not the city. So the city's not paying anything, and Catalyst or co-chairs on, or Catalyst organization of the young people, the young professionals in town are doing this. So you find out more information at Facebook at Reading City Flag or ReadingCityFlag.com. All right, hey, we're here, of course, with Danielle Staley and Karen Smith from Simpson University, and we were talking about their big bike ride they were having, a competitive bike ride, but you've also got a golf tournament coming up, right?
Yes, we do. That is going to be Friday, April the 7th.
Yeah, so Friday, April 7th at Riverview Country Club, we have a golf tournament that's going to support our golf program and athletic programs. It's registration is $125 a person, and they're going to get to golf all 18 holes with a barbecue lunch, and I believe the cost also includes the cart, so you get to enjoy a lovely day out on the course now that the water has receded.
Right. Now, if the water's receded, then you don't need a boat to go between. You get carts, not boats.
Yes,
they just opened
now,
the ring.
Now,
that's
people,
right.
I wonder how many people I know, they should know, but in case they don't, is that Simpson's Athletics. Your women's softball team is world class.
Yeah.
And has won national championships last year, the year before, and y'all are a perennial favorite to get back to the national championships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we have some really hard working ladies, a great coach, and they're phenomenal. They really are dedicated to their sport as well as being great students. So.
Well, that's the other thing when you think about it, when you have this thing where it's a that they've reached that level and that caliber right here in Reading every year.
Yeah.
So, it's like, they built this dynasty out there. So this is one of the things the golf tournament's going to help.
Yeah.
Is to help help fund all of these because things are tight.
Right.
And shout out to our ladies basketball team who went – really far this year. They did fantastic as well, so we were really proud of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Simpson University is a four-year university that some people don't seem to understand. You offer courses in nursing.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your teaching degree.
Right.
You have
psychology, and we have a master's degree as well.
We have a biology program. Our new science and nursing building went in a couple years ago now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's beautiful. Yeah. The labs are incredible. It's an excellent student-to-teacher ratio. We also have degrees in ministry and theology, a communication major. I know you had an intern here for a number of years.
She was one of your softball player or no, no our ba- our basketball.
We had a catcher that was here for a while. That was an intern. Remember Eldon?
Oh, yeah. Well, Eldon, yeah.
Yes.
On the male team. But I thought, was that? Okay, it was Eldon. He did a good job.
He was fantastic.
All these kids do.
But there's accounting, like you said, biotechnology.
Business, degrees. And we've had some students leave Simpson and go on and get some incredible jobs and just be able to serve, you know, at big companies, hospitals. I've had some people go on to get into medical programs. It's really amazing.
Well, the other thing, too, is you've also got a degree program for people that are working.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and our Aspire program.
Aspire program where you maybe already have some hours, but you're working, and so you can get into this program and get a degree relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, within, I think, about a year and a half,
I think they're talking like in 18 months you can finish up your degree work there, and then you can have a degree also.
They offer the classes after hours so that folks who have day jobs can
It's gone in the evenings. You work in the evenings for it, and then you can get your college degree that way. Another way of doing that. You all are expanding all the time.
There's always something new going on. It's incredible.
Let's get back to the reason that you were right here in the beginning for the first thing that is where we're trying to really shine the light on. Of course, everything is Simpson and what you're doing and your programs and what you stand for as a university. But you've got an event coming up that is the biking Red Hawk Ride and Run. Let's get back to the date on that and how one applies and what one can do to be involved.
Yeah, so Saturday, April 8th is the event out at on our campus. All events start and stop. The routes start and stop on our campus. And you can go to simpsonu.edu/redhawkride for registration information. We still have early bird pricing in place for the rest of the week. Kids under 10 are free, and we also have special prices for students. So we really wanted to make this a family-friendly event. We want everyone to come out. There's activities on campus all day long, so even if you don't ride or run, you can come on out and enjoy a great day on campus.
What time does it start?
Well, those 100-mile riders are leaving at 6:30 a.m. Breakfast is being served starting at 6 a.m. If you're a registered rider, your breakfast is free. If you want to just come out and have breakfast, it's $5. The rest of the routes and runs start at 8:30, and the runners are going to leave at 8:45.
Is this an annual event?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how is it? How was it received last year?
It was an incredible turnout. For our first year, we had nearly 100 riders, which was shocking for us. We had a great turnout. Families were there. People loved the routes. They do a great job of marking with colors which routes you're supposed to go on if you're doing the 6.2 mile, if you're doing the 25, 50, or 100 mile. So we had a lot of fun, especially for some of us who aren't as familiar with cycling. It kind of gets you motivated to dust off the bicycle and get out there.
Yeah, the 6.2 is something you can do if you haven't ridden all year and you just get on your bike for pleasure, but you know that you're doing something for a worthy cause. And there's admission. So what are the ticket costs to come in? And is it by donation only, or do you have to the day cost a certain amount of money to actually do the route?
Yeah,
or the route.
The website, the simpsonu.edu/redhawkride, gives you the prices. And like I said, you want to get in right now because the early bird price is still in effect. And each route has a different price. Mm-hmm.
I want the price where you can not sweat.
No, you're supposed to.
Which one?
But how wonderful with the 6.2?
Do you have like the whole 10 miles is downhill?
Well, we actually, because this isn't a race, it's a ride, mm-hmm. And we've tried to keep the course, even the 100 miles, fairly flat. In other words, we're not biking people up to Mount Lassen and back. And we're super excited about the Freedom Riders, which are a great Harley group in town, and they go out and patrol the routes for us and make sure people don't get lost and keep everybody on the right crowd.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Cool.
I love it.
And all this is, when's it going to be?
Saturday, April 8th.
Saturday, April 8th. We got.
So thank you, Daniel Staley and Karen Smith from Simpson University, being with us this morning. We really enjoyed our time with you, and best of luck on this fundraiser, the Red Hawk Run. I think it's Red Hawk Ride and Run.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
well, this you. Is, we're going to be having you all on, maybe not you two, but Simpson on a regular basis once a month to be talking about things that are going on with your community and your university, because it plays a major part of what goes on here in the Redding area in Shasta County. So thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we'll be right back after this, and this is just the way it fell. We're going to be with Shasta College and find out what's going out there and a couple of their programs, their fire programs and a few others. And we'll be back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta Redding. And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says European allies must spend more on their military budgets, as he seeks to reassure President Trump that members will pay their fair share.
There has been progress, but the job is far from done. We still not have fair burden sharing within our alliance.
A powerful nor'easter could bring blizzard conditions and more than a foot of snow to some parts of the Northeast. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovan.
Heaviest snows are likely across parts of the interior Northeast and up towards New York City and New England. Lesser snows as you get towards Washington, D.C., but still heavy snows in the vicinity of Washington, D.C., but not quite as heavy as areas farther north and east.
And the National Weather Service says the storm could dump 12 to 18 inches of snow on New York City with wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. Just at a time when many in the Northeast could use them to get around, outdoor retailer L.L. Bean is recalling some snowshoes.
The Freeport, Maine-based company says it's pulling 3,000 adjustable snowshoes because the plastic material can weaken and break, posing a falling hazard. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says L.L. Bean reported 4 failures, but no one was hurt. The recall involves the L.L. Bean Adventure adjustable snowshoes, 25 to 30 inches. The recalled snowshoes have an aluminum frame with boa bindings and a deck made from polyethylene.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the snowshoes were sold in red called Carbon Chili and blue called Glacier Teal. Villanova, the first overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tournament as it pursues a second straight national championship. Kansas is number one in the Midwest despite its loss to TCU in the Big 12 quarterfinals. North Carolina has the top seed in the South, and Gonzaga heads up the Western region. The tournament begins today and tomorrow with opening round games. Things get into full swing on Thursday. More on these stories from townhall.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest-growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is going back to school.
Biden is joining officials at the University of Delaware, his alma mater, for the launch of the Biden Institute. The Institute's a new research and policy center focused on domestic issues, including economic reform, environmental sustainability, criminal justice, and civil rights. Biden will be the founding chair of the Institute, which will be part of the university's School of Public Policy and Administration. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A now stalled air safety rule is one of the casualties of President Trump's order freezing publication of new regulations. The rule is intended to prevent fires involving shipments of rechargeable lithium-ion batteries, on passenger planes. Those batteries can self-ignite. Many countries adopted the international standard on domestic flights, as well as the same rule that was proposed in the U.S. Most domestic U.S. carriers do abide voluntarily, but are not required to. More on these stories at townhall.com. There's been a major historical discovery in Egypt.
Archaeologists there discovered a massive statue in a Cairo slum that may be that of Ramses II, one of the country's most famous and longest-ruling ancient pharaohs. The colossus, a large portion of whose head was pulled from mud and groundwater by a bulldozer, is about 26 feet high and was discovered by a German-Egyptian archaeological team. Ramses II ruled Egypt for 60 years, one of the longest stretches in ancient Egypt, and besides his military exploits, is known for being a great builder whose image can be seen at a string of sites across the country. Keith Peters reporting.
Hundreds of flights at Berlin's two airports have been canceled as a result of the second strike in 4 days by ground workers. The strike by the Verdi Union follows a similar all-day walkout on Friday. Verdi argues the new strike is necessary because employers had not reacted to the previous strike and made a new offer in their wage dispute. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Monday. Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460 on the, gosh, is it the 13th of March already? It is March 13th, 2017. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like here?
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today is going to be 80. And tonight is mostly clear with our temperatures around 51. Tomorrow calls for a high of 78. With Tuesday night, our lows are around 55. I think we're going to do a little update on that, Bob, with the temperature. I think we're probably, because it is going to be 80 today, I'm sure we're higher than 43. We're going to come back with where we are exactly in the downtown studios temperature here in downtown Reading. But let's look forward to Wednesday. We do have a chance of showers, mostly. It's currently 44 degrees. Okay, I was right. All right. Mostly,
you could tell.
Kind of ish.
Kind of 44.
Kind of an ish. Yeah. I know we have like a 10-degree variation here between here and the airport. Thursday, 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 72. So Friday calls for partly sunny with a high near 71, and Friday night, chance of showers again. So enjoy these next two beautiful days, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, everybody, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I just wanted to call in and let your listeners know that tonight we have our guest is Gary Catt. He's coming in to tell us what's really going on in the city. And also, it is National Postcard Week. And we are going to be sending postcards to President Trump. So along with everyone across the nation, this is a nationwide effort to let President Trump know that we're out here and we're behind him.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. So come on out and hear what Gary Catt has to say. He has not been sitting on his laurels lately. He is busy, and he's got some things he said he wanted to talk to us about. So,
well, he was right, absolutely right, about the unfunded liabilities and how bad they are, and how it's going to get worse. It's going to be interesting to see how that takes up. Hey, where's Terry?
It's at it's on Bocelli Lane, 3276 Bocelli Lane in the Country Club Shopping Center.
Okay, where's Terry though?
Where he's here.
Is he?
Yeah.
Doesn't call, doesn't write, doesn't love us anymore.
I'll tell him you miss him, Carl.
We miss him. We miss him. You know, he always would come in. You know, I've got the sheriff coming in on Wednesday. You know, if he wants to roll in on that, we're going to have Barry Tippin in here pretty soon. We're going to have all those people. He hasn't called in to say that, you know, the whole problem is them. So I'm just kind of missing.
I'll tell him you miss him.
I do. Miss him. We all miss him. So,
all right,
you know, if
Carl,
this is what he was, if this is what he was trying to do, okay, he's hurt my feelings. All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You bet. National Postcard Week. Would you have known that?
No, absolutely not.
National Postcard. Do people still?
Yes,
people
I have
do.
Postcards.
Yeah.
I get postcards from a girlfriend. It's a great way to send a thank you note. And so I just came across some postcards I got at when we were in Albuquerque. And I just buy postcards of things I think are cool. I've collected them, and I thought, well, now I just, it's nice to have them, but you should probably put something on them and send them.
It doesn't do any good, really, them sitting there on your desk. And it goes,
it's been accumulated.
This would be a good one to send. Oh, this would have been a good one. But I got two more. Hey, we're here with Shasta College, Kim Giles and Kathy Royce.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And you are in charge of health services out there.
Yes, I am.
And health sciences. And
I'm sorry, yes. health sciences is what I meant. Mm-hmm. I just can't read what I wrote.
And so today you're here to tell our listeners, share with our listeners what's going on at Shasta College. Is there an event coming up? Are you talking about the programs? Should we start with you, Kathy?
Thank you. Yes. First of all, thanks for having us here.
Absolutely.
Thanks for inviting us. We're happy to be here.
That's great.
I wanted to talk a little bit about our programs because we are doing some new things over there. As you know, we've had our nursing program since 62 years ago.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's been
a
long time.
Yay, we need the applause
on
that.
And they've served the community well, so we're strong on that end. And then, you know, we have our dental hygiene program.
The street
here. Yeah, just down the street here in the new building. And
what
they're
a noble
going strong.
Profession, right?
It is, yeah, hey.
We all have our teeth cleaned, and we all need a mm-hmm. nurse, so why not? You know, we talked about that earlier with trades. It's fantastic when you get a degree in that you can always work. It doesn't matter how you can work forever doing that kind of profession.
That's correct, especially with nursing. There's so many avenues to go into once you've got it. There's just absolutely no reason why you should not be able to find something that really fits your needs and fits your life and move from place to place and whatever. So it is perfect.
Well, we have a nurse in our family.
You do?
Our daughter is a nurse
down
in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow.
And is working mm-hmm. down there. She's been working since the day she graduated from nursing school.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, in this one place.
She went back and got her degree after her kids
very good.
Got to the age where they were in school.
Very
so
good.
It was hard for her. I think she was 36 or something like that. Went back and you know, we just went banged out hard for what? I don't know how many years, but...
A couple years.
Mm-hmm. So, some other things.
Well, I just wanted to comment on that because, our nursing degree is an associate of science. But we definitely are encouraging all of our students to go on because once they get their baccalaureate, that's when they really open up the world for them. So we've been working with Buffy Tanner and the BOLD program over at Shasta College and getting articulation agreements with the other schools so that it's making it easier for our students to move directly on into another program. And we're really looking forward to our students moving forward and being baccalaureate degreed as well as what we can provide.
Well, we met a young lady that's going to school out there at Shasta College in aerospace engineering, and she's getting a 2 years there. And then she's going up to Oregon because of the agreements you all have, that it moves her right into their program up in Oregon without losing any credit, and it just moves her right in there.
Yeah, that's what we're really trying to accomplish.
Well, that's really working for her.
And yeah, that's great.
She's an extraordinary young woman. Hey, we're here with Kim Giles and Kathy Royce of Shasta College. They're head of head of health sciences out there at Shasta College, and we've got a lot of things to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about the fire program a little bit later on in the program with our with a representative from the guys out there that teaching classes on how to be a fireman or firewoman, fireperson.
So let's take an early break here. When we come back, Kim Giles, we'll hear from you, as well as Kathy Royce, some more things. Right now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wilgate Sports Club. It's very important as we think about, I know many of us have had illnesses with this cred that's been going around, but get back to the gym, get into your body, get into your breath. A wellness. It's a club atmosphere. A great saltwater, indoor saltwater pool. If you're having trouble with joints or anything, just to move around, just get into Wellgate and see what they can offer you. Located on Court in Eureka, go by today. We're going to take a break right now. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury.
The grand jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Monday, the 13th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 13th of March, 2017. 46 degrees going up to 80 today. I hope you got your light clothing on, because it looks like it's going to be a great day out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, your hunt place.
Well, absolutely. I'm going to be taking actually some watches in that I've had for a long time that are actually from the 40s. And I trust the fact that there's a watchmaker there that can take it apart and put it back together. I know that little intricate parts are not going to be taken out and replaced with something that's substandard. So it's really important to me to be able to know that I can take an estate piece in there and have the best eyes in town look at it. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go check out some of their stones and some of their estate pieces as well.
They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Okay, you know, before we get right back to our friends over here, Kim Giles and Kathy Royce of Shasta and Health Sciences, did you know that in the New York, I love picking on New York. You know, it's my second favorite target after Sacramento. They're doing away with the literacy test for teachers in New York because too many people of color fail it and therefore weaken diversity within the profession.
What is that?
It means that,
from where is that coming, that information?
It comes from this, I don't know, one of these sites in here, but it talks about this. It was introduced in 2013 and 14, was part of an effort to raise the quality of teaching in New York and weed out inferior students. The test, however, caused concern because it's just 46% of the Hispanics test takers and 40% of the blacks that took it managed to pass the test, even though that in 2015, a federal ruling which concluded that the test was not discriminatory. Some members of the education school decided that the test has discrepancies between whites and minorities. So they said they're going to do away with that. So as we need diversity. Thought I'd bring that up because we've got university people in here with us, college people. Anyway, so
and that
you don't even have to
segues into what?
Into our friends Kim Giles and Kathy Royce from Shasta College. You're in health sciences. Because we're going to talk to Kathy because you have pathways. In fact, that's what you're charged of.
I'm Kim.
Kim. That's what I meant. Kim Giles.
Who works under Kathy Royce. But anyway, so Kim, we were talking at the break, and it was wonderful information. Share with our listeners how you outreach to the different high schools about your outreach programs.
I work with Chelsea Hendershot at the main campus under the Career Pathways Trust Grant, and part of our role is to reach out into the community of the high schools that are a part of this grant and help to develop courses for Shasta College courses that we can get set up as dual enrollment or concurrent enrollment courses for these high school students. That allows the students to take courses while they're in high school and they get college credits. One of our goals is to get a lot of the high schools to have these students, by the time they finish high school, have at least 12 units already under their belt. So that would be taking one dual enrollment or one concurrent enrollment course per semester, starting, I think, when they're sophomores. So it's a pretty interesting program for us right now, because, you know, it's really big in trying to get a lot of these CTE courses built up and get the dual enrollment built up too.
What would you say would be the most satisfying part of your job? When at the end of the day, what fulfills you the most?
probably seeing the growth in our students. It's always been something that has always been fulfilling to me. My previous role in health sciences was the clinical skills lab coordinator, and just being able to watch the students come in, you know, insecure and unsure of themselves, and by halfway through the semester, just the growth that they have, and by the end of their program, whether it's, you know, the nurse aid program, the vocational nursing program, the ADN program, anything, you know, they come in unsure of themselves, and by the end of that first semester or partway through that first semester, they really start growing and showing signs of, of being,
capable.
Well, not even capable, just being more confident in themselves. And it's just so fulfilling knowing that, you know, we can be a part of, you know, their growth in a career field.
Building an individual's self-esteem is really a huge mm-hmm. thing, and just the citizens of our world.
Mm-hmm.
What about EMT training?
The EMT training is actually under the fire, so you might have to talk to Tony about that.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I saw that in there.
Program.
Okay,
right.
Great, because I have a lot of questions about that, the EMTs, and what they do also. But you've got, let me see, you have 8 or 9 different things that fall under you.
Yeah, I do. In fact, we've over the last couple of years, we've really been trying to increase our healthcare programs, because as healthcare changes over the time, and we'll probably do a lot more,
mm-hmm.
It's not just nursing that's needed for our communities. We need other kinds of roles, too. So we've just now implemented the medical assisting program. We started that this fall. And, of course, last year we started our health information baccalaureate program. So we're one of the 15 schools in the California community colleges that were given authorization to do a baccalaureate program. We're really excited about that. So we started both the health information technology component, which is the associate degree, and then they move on into the health information management, which is the baccalaureate. So we will be one of only 2 public schools in California that even deliver the baccalaureate program.
Oh, that's fantastic. Woohoo, right here, right?
So so what we're talking about, because it's gotten to be talking to doctors, that the information technology side of this, where they have to be typing in things, is so dramatic. It takes so much of their time. It's absolutely dramatic. So the people that you're training here are going to be able to do the more of the administrative type stuff?
Health Information Management Program is actually sort of the person that in an organization manages the flow of information regarding patient records and from all the different departments. Because, you know, we're all on electronic medical records now. And although that's
wonderful.
Whether you knew it or not. Yes. And that's wonderful, but it's a whole new world. And it does take some time to make sure that everything's accurate and whatever. And so the health information management program is really training people to be administrating in the big facilities, those areas that relate to quality assurance and the medical records and all that.
Yeah, because as people say, they roll into the emergency room
and
they get the initial information or the stuff is being sent to them. Somebody's mm-hmm. got to take it, make sure that it gets to every division where it needs to be and keeps track of it, and then make sure that from the time they enter to the time they leave, that it's kept, and that everybody that should have access to it has access.
Correct,
So this is a big job. And, again, you get back into the computer side of it and information management and
all the
integration. Database mining and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it doesn't necessarily get right into the typing of the reports for, you know, like the doctors do now. They used to have people in there that would just type up the reports that would go in. But it's gotten to be so specific that a lot of doctors end up typing it themselves.
Right, and that's actually one of the new programs we're planning to provide is the medical scribe. Because it's true. It is taking a lot of time for the healthcare providers to be, you know, searching and typing in and doing all that information entry. And so we're starting to train a new group of people called medical scribes, which will actually sort of shadow the physicians and or nurse practitioners or whoever, particularly in ERs or clinics.
In a way, a doctor can actually really practice. My brother's a doctor, and I know that he's working 7 days a week, so we can catch up with exactly that, the scribing.
On Sundays, he is writing.
He's writing.
All day long.
It's like, you know, it's been a crazy thing.
Because of the new numbering system.
And an insurance.
And an insurance thing, trying to make sure they match. Because if you don't match, they get crazy.
Right, if you don't quote it right.
Don't quote it right, all these things. Mm. They've made it so difficult for a physician to be able to see patients, in my opinion, that people like this, the Scribe program and these others, and you know, analysts and information analysts, it's come to that point where we need actually to have that, where you're going to have text that probably never even see the patient. But see their records and make sure they get where they have to be.
Right.
Well, thank you, Kim Giles and Kathy Royce, for being with us this morning.
Last thoughts here or anything?
No, thank you again for having us here. We're really excited to share our programs and let everybody know that new stuff is coming. So we want them to know and be able to be a part of it in our community.
So check out the Shasta College website, edu. Yes. And while we're talking about it, you have a fantastic theater program.
Yeah, we do.
I've never seen something there that has not just blown my socks off, like, wow, this is Shasta College. This is great. Well, there's a show that's been there called The Foreigner. It's been a winner of Best American Play and Best Off-Broadway Production. Actually, we've got 4 tickets for our caller that calls in today for March 12th, which is tomorrow, and the 19th.
March 12th was yesterday.
Oh, sorry. And March 19th. We have one more day. I'm sorry. You can see I'm a little off here. And the 19th show will be at 2 p.m. So if you want to go to a matinee and you would like to see The Foreigner, we do have tickets here. Don't miss it. Give us a call, 605-4567, 4 tickets for The Foreigner at Shasta College. The date is the 19th.
The Sunday at 2 p.m. Matinee. All right, we'll be right back after these messages, and we'll be talking fire and firefighters and EMTs when we get back from Shasta College. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. It's 8:30 on the 13th of March.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A corrupt and lawless government, like California, create laws that benefit themselves. How can we follow their example when the government who make the laws refuse to obey the laws they don't like? Understand this. Laws are not made for the law-abiding, but for the lawless. So what happens when laws are deliberately made to make the law-abiding lawless? The Bible is clear. When man's laws contradict God's laws, we have no choice but to obey God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene.
The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's hero time.
Bonnie Tyler.
28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 13th of March, 2017. 46 degrees going up to 80 today.
That's right. 46 degrees. Our highs today is going to be 80 and mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 51. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 78 with tomorrow night's lows of around 55. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And by the way, we still have those tickets. Now, on Sunday, if you'd like to go see the wonderful show, The Foreigner, it's the Shasta College Spring Play. We have tickets left for the 19th, which is Sunday at 2 p.m. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to see a wonderful matinee with what they critically acclaimed Best New American Play and Best Off-Broadway Production right here at Shasta College with some of our greatest local talent in the North State.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Best place in the world to get a haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. If you haven't been there, Man's Last Stronghold. You're going to have a great time. Okay.
I stand corrected. Because not only is it the 2 o'clock, the 19th on 2 o'clock, there's still the 18th and the 16th at 7 p.m.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. You didn't. So the 16th and 18th nighttime you can see. So we still have some good dates here. The tickets are for the 16th, the 18th at 7 p.m. or the 19th at 2 p.m. Anyway, give us a call and we'll get you those tickets. 605-4567. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
And he goes, I know better than that.
Mr. Griggs.
We're here with Peter Griggs, who in charge of the marketing and the outreach over there at Shasta College. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
You guys are just really churning and burning over there at Shasta.
We have a lot going on. We do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You got $39 million to spend.
The community has been very wonderful to support us, and we're very grateful for that.
It was a tight one, but it got it through because we need some new stuff out there.
Yeah, we do.
Are we going to be looking at stuff like robotics and the lean, what do they call it, smart manufacturing and all that out there?
We will. In fact, we're going to have a couple of other guests on your show here in the coming months that are going to be talking about that. And that's some exciting new technology and happenings at the college to help support our community and the businesses that are here.
Well, Shasta is going to be with us monthly to keep up on what's going on because this fits into our plan also of pushing the things that are going to advance Redding and Shasta County. With all the – okay, Measure D failed. All right? It just failed. It wasn't even close. It failed big time. So what do we got to do? We've got to – if you want more tax money, you build jobs, you build the economy. So everybody's going to turn back and start, is going to double down and start working in that direction. With that, you need a college like Shasta that's going to have those types of that type of education available and tying into other universities, which we know you do. But you can get into the things like the robotics, smart manufacturing, and all the other things that comes with this.
Correct. And the nice part about Shasta College being a community college is that we are here primarily to serve our communities. So we listen to our businesses. We listen to our community partners, what they are asking for, what our community needs. And we're able to fairly quickly adapt and provide those services to our communities.
improvise, adapt, mm-hmm. and overcome, as we like to say. Okay, now one of the things that you all offer, of course, is firefighting technology and EMT. You know, we're here with Tony Osa, who heads that up. And the fire.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Fire technology, is that the right word? Or yeah. Fire?
Fire technology and EMS program is the program that I'm in charge of at the college, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us about fire technology.
Well, fire technology, the spear point of our program is our fire academy. And that's what we use to draw students who are interested in pursuing a fire degree or mm-hmm. fire career. And that's the first stop along their path. So our fire academy is a very strenuous, intense program. It spans 15 weeks of the semester, and it's from 6 o'clock in the morning till five o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening, 5 days a week. So the students are committed for the entire semester to do everything they can to be successful in that program and complete the program so they can earn their firefighter certificate from the State Fire Marshal's office.
Give us an insight of what perhaps a day, when you say 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock at night. I mean, many people work 6 to 6 or 8 to 6 or 6 to... So what does that day look like when you're saying it's pretty intense?
Well, this program isn't designed for the working individual, unfortunately.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah,
Give us detail.
It is designed for entry-level young firefighters who are just starting out in their career and need to complete the requirements from the State Fire Marshal's office. So they start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we put them through a pretty rigorous physical fitness training program.
Mm.
Many of the students come to us.
Male or female? Right.
Both, yes, both. They come
to us.
I
should say male and female.
Yes.
Right.
They come to us, some not as prepared as they should be for the physical rigors of the academy and the physical rigors of the job once they get hired.
Well, they've got to be able to do things like carry hoses up and down stairs. I mean, do you still do that?
Like a boot camp.
Oh, yes. It is very much like a boot camp.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a paramilitary academy.
Mm-hmm.
They have to meet certain
climb over the walls
standards and physical standards.
Good.
Got to be able to pick somebody up and carry them so far and all that.
Oh, absolutely.
With their gear on.
You have to drag people out of burning buildings. Raise ladders, 45-foot, 35-foot ladders that are extremely heavy, and drag hose, charge 2.5-inch hose into a building up and down stairs.
Yeah.
So it's not for the faint of heart or the weak of limb. So it does require a lot of physical effort.
Yeah, and this is something that people don't realize. I mean, we see our engines running back and forth around here. Most of them are going for EMT or emergency medical. But the ones that come out there, we've been seeing things like houses on fire, buildings down here on fire. They've got to go in and save people.
Absolutely.
And I mean,
fires out.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're imagine walking into a burning building where most people
are heroes
are running the opposite
running
direction.
The other way. Yeah.
I think I talked about that last year during the when we were talking about honoring the firefighters. And but it's a rare breed that. Goes toward the sound of the guns or the fiery buildings.
Absolutely. Do you ever ask them, Tony, in the classes, as the classes are being the introductory classes, why are you here, and why do you want to do this?
Yes, we do, and we actually have the students write a biography of themselves and their background and why they want to do this as a career. And we get all sorts of answers from giving back to the public and
protect and serve.
Protecting and serving. But some of them just like the notoriety of being in the public eye and the public service and knowing that they are doing the best they can to provide that needed help in the times when it's people are at their worst, basically.
Okay. Plus, people love firefighters. Don't like cops.
I think we still have the white hat.
You do. You do. And cops hate it. Come on. You've got friends that are cops that go, you know what? This is the sound of the sirens coming by from the, if we're going after bad guys, this is the siren for firefighters. Wah, wah, wah. All the way down. Come on. You've heard that before. I know you have. Because you guys, they're getting rocks thrown at them and people come in and they're bringing out roast beef sandwiches to the firefighters. Cops are getting rocks thrown at them. How many cops have switched over and gone
to be firefighters or EMTs. Come on. Tell the truth.
Well, in defense of the public servants in this in this area, we are all in it for the same thing. We are here to serve the public.
Okay,
and it's unfortunate that things happen that put a cloud over some of those public servants. But, yeah, we are all here
people
for the same thing.
People love firefighters. We're come on, just say help. It, Tony. Come on. They do. They do. People like firefighters.
People love firefighters. But when you're in need, you'd love to see that cop show.
No. You know what? I kid. Please, I have
friends. Can't say enough about our first responders.
But I'm just, listen to them say. This is what they say. You know, what's going on? Here we are. We're saving lives. We're putting our lives on the line for everybody, too. And they just look at us and look away. They see a fireman. They want to give them a cupcake. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay.
So how does that work with the, I'm worried about the answer being that you have to worry about being politically correct, because we're kind of in that world right now. Women coming in as and not as opposed to men, but women and men. When you have your graduating class, I mean, I think a lot of people think, oh, I can do this, and then they realize the physical demands is a whole different ballgame. It's like running a marathon when you've never maybe run
it's
at all.
Thing, same thing like a military training.
Right.
You have the same requirements, and either you meet the requirements or you don't meet the requirements.
But how many women graduate from your program?
Well, we've had an uptick in the last couple of semesters in the number of women enrolled in the program. There were several semesters in the last few years where we had none. They just weren't coming. And then last semester we had 7 who started the program, 6 graduated. And
yay.
This semester, yes, very good. And this semester we started with 5, and we have 3 remaining. So,
those are good numbers.
They are. And you hit it right on the head. It's the same standards for women as for men.
Mm-hmm.
They're expected
as it should
to do
be.
The same job.
Yes.
You know, and something like this isn't like typing. This is something where somebody's going to have to go into a building and carry somebody or drag a 250-pound person downstairs and get them out. I mean, it can't be based on
sex.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And this semester, for the first time, I have a woman in the program who just floored me when she started doing the physical fitness training and the testing that we do. Women, for the most part, are challenged in the upper body strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they have to work at it really hard. She jumped up on that pull-up bar and knocked out 10 pull-ups. And she was embarrassing a lot of the men that were there.
Were these pull-ups were these the ones with palms forward or palms back?
Palms forward, palms back.
Palms forward.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break on that. We're going to take a break on that because you're right. It's probably half the guys there were going, what's the minimum?
They were deflated.
What's the minimum?
Well, we have no minimum. We don't grade on a physical fitness standard. We just try to encourage the students to give it all they can because it's such an important part of the job. So we don't have a minimum standard.
You should.
We should.
If you don't have a minimum standard, how can you drop somebody?
We don't drop them on physical fitness. We drop them on whether they can perform the skills.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, but they've got to be able to do a certain skill.
Yeah, they have to be able to raise ladders, drag hose.
Oh, okay,
lemons,
I got it.
No, I
got it.
Yeah.
No, I understand that now. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, we're here with Tony.
10.
Tony
give me 10.
Osa.
10 pull-ups. Come on, buddy.
Down and give me 20.
Tony Osa, who's heads up the fire technology and EMS programs over at Shasta. And, of course, Peter Griggs, who's their marketing and outreach guy. And he's been doing a lot of that. You know what? We've noticed in that lately, and we sure appreciate that, Peter. Anyway, we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business who has been best in the North State because they are best in the North State. We, without reservation, recommend that Alliance Heating and Air take care of your air conditioning or heating problems. Right now, it's 80 degrees today. Are your filters clean and your air ducts ready? Is your system ready? Alliance Heating and Air can do it. Here's the number, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Tony, I'll give you this number because you went, Obviously, you're thinking, okay, it's not, okay. So, Alliance Heating and Air, buddy.
I've got to give him a call.
You better give him a call. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm traveling down the road, my burden wind is out. the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys, BMT Satellite. Call 241-3474-241-DISH, and here's why. When you call BMT Satellite, you will get $300 off new service. You must mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you'll be helping one of our local veterans get $100 off their service. Now let's repeat that. Call 241-3474-BMT Satellite. Mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to call and check out this huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. BMT Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. You know what? You want to go to a place that's just fantastic, guys, that'll save your life after you've done something stupid. Just go down to Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, because I tell you what, you walk in and Linda looks at me, not my Linda, this is Linda down there, and she looks at
owner.
She goes, and she goes,
oh. What'd you do now?
She goes, what'd you do? And I went, well, let me put it this way, this is a Brighton bag day. And she goes, oh, okay, here they are over here, and she shows me different bags. She says, Linda looked at this one, you know, last week. I went, okay, I have five of those. And maybe two of those and four of those.
True.
And then, you know, then I go home and, you know, I throw them in one at a time until I hear the word. Okay, you can come in now. One day it was a four bag day. So it was a four bag day. I went, oh gosh, I thought it was a smaller one. And then I threw in the next bigger one until finally it was, okay, come on in. Anyway,
it's good.
Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Man, you're crazy if you don't go there. Okay. We're here with Peter Griggs, who is the marketing and outreach. Gosh, you're in charge of all that marketing and the outreach over at Shasta College. Good guy here. Obviously, he's wondering what he got into. And the other two ladies, Kim and Kathy, were left. I think they were okay. The ones before them were from Simpson, and one of them mentioned they had not been in prayers long enough that day. But we're here also with Tony Osa, fire tech, in charge of the fire technology and EMS. And I was just busting him during the break and about, oh, come on. And he says, no. He says, we do not lessen we do not lessen the standards. We can't. People's lives depend on them. And so if you can't do this, you're not going to make it through.
Which is the right thing.
And then they invited me out to get a turnout on
and to fight a fire out there.
And then that's the only time they will lessen the standard is when I'm out there trying not to be killed.
A pull up with palms in.
Palms in are easier. Do I have to sign like a waiver that says if I catch on fire, it's not your fault?
Get a hose wrapped around your ankle.
Yeah, we'll make you sign that in blood. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I have nothing to do with being responsible for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Leave your dental records at the...
Thank you very much. Okay, now tell us about the EMTs.
Okay, the EMT program, we have a prerequisite for our fire academy that requires a student to complete either an EMR, which is Emergency Medical Response class, or an EMT class. That is to get into the fire academy. We encourage students to try to complete the EMT program because it'll make them more marketable, more competitive when it comes to competing for jobs. So that's the main focus of our EMS program. Many of our students also take EMT in order to work for an ambulance company in the local area or to get on with an emergency room.
Group. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Our nephew is a firefighter in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
When he told me how much money he made, I just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. He doesn't make as much as you guys do, or as firefighters do. But he did go through and take his EMS or EMT,
mm-hmm.
so he can also do that. EMT. Now, if you get that and you want to go out and you want to ride the ambulances or help in those, what kind of job is that? Do they start out at a living wage on this, or is this one of those that? It's part, you know, you need to have another job.
No, sure. A lot of folks make a career out of the emergency medical service. Absolutely. People working in the ambulance rooms or on ambulances, most of those are career
folks.
Okay.
Yeah. And what do they learn there?
In the EMT program?
Right.
Yeah. Well, they learn basic emergency medicine. They respond to vehicle accidents, medical aids.
Trauma.
Trauma.
They do all the trauma stuff,
yeah,
right?
Just about anything you can think of. When you need help and you dial 911, you want that person that responds to you to be knowledgeable and be able to help you in your worst time of need. So one of the things that they're required to do as part of the EMT class is they have to do 24 hours in a clinical setting, either on an ambulance or in an emergency medical room. And have at least 10 patient contacts in order to be able to sign up with the National Registry for EMTs to take the skills test and the written test to qualify nationally to function as an EMT. And then depending on where you're going to work, if you work in this part of the state, we're affiliated with what's called Sierra Sacramento Valley Emergency Medical Services Agency. Okay, and so they are our local guiding agency who establishes the protocols for how our EMTs are going to function within the county. And so the students have to sign up with them, and they get certified through SSV as well as National Registry as well as a certificate from the college that they have completed a certified program.
How long is the course?
The EMT course is 160 hours.
Okay, and it covers trauma, basic first aid,
CPR,
delivering babies,
class.
Is that part of it,
but yeah.
I mean, because
you're faced with that when you get on scene, yeah, it's emergency delivery.
At least you must have, you know, some kind of knowledge,
basic knowledge
what you're looking
right.
for there. Okay, a lot of times, you know, the fire guys tell us that like 85% every time they launch is for a medical emergency. Is that because we don't have enough EMTs out in town on ambulances, or is it what?
It's just that medical accidents and medical happen more frequently than fires.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So since the firefighters, the fire departments in the area are all trained mostly at the EMT level, and since there's more fire departments in the area, fire stations, mm-hmm. They are usually the first to get called out. And so they have to have that training in order to serve. So, yeah.
I think they said, too,
85 to 90% of their responses are usually medical or trauma. Some sort.
Are they trained at a higher – or do they have more equipment or trained at a higher rate than, say, your average ambulances guys or not?
At a higher rate?
I mean, higher level
I mean, can they do more? Do they have more equipment or something like that?
They're all trained at the same level. Actually, the ambulances would probably have more equipment to deal with the situation. The firefighters arrive, render initial aid, and are usually taken over by the first arriving ambulance.
Okay.
And they render advanced aid from there. Most of our fire departments locally don't have paramedics on the engines. Their minimum requirement is usually an EMT. But when an ambulance arrives with advanced life support, they usually have a paramedic on board.
Okay, the difference between a paramedic and
an
EMT.
I wanted that's what I'm curious about.
Paramedic and EMT. Paramedic program is about a year-long program compared to an EMT, which is one semester. Mm-hmm. And so they can render a much higher level of aid. They can administer some medications, which your EMTs are limited on.
So they can IV?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Question I have for you is about burns, specializing in burns. How much time in the EMT program do you learn about if somebody comes in with a second degree or third degree burn? The reason I'm asking that is because we know that in Southern California they had a burn unit down at like a hospital that specifically dealt with burn victims in Woodland Hills. Different thing that you get in an emergency room. So I'm wondering, that's fast forward all these years into what you're teaching now, how much time do you spend on how you actually treat a burn?
Treating a burn, they just render initial first aid the best they can to treat and keep the wound from getting infected. But really, we don't have a burn unit here, so they would be transported to a hospital.
Just cover it, make sure, keep it moist and all that?
Yes, and then they would take them to a more severe burn unit, like down at UC Davis or something.
Okay.
Do you teach
you
guys to put a finger in a sucking chest wound? No? Okay. Peter, that's what they taught us. Peter, okay, what can we be looking forward to here in the next? We've only got like 30 seconds. Over this next few months, who are you going to be bringing in here?
Sure thing. Well, for April, as you know, we're going to be having our diesel technologies, our auto technologies.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, some of the
looking forward to that.
Right, and of course, Cool Apron Lights is coming up, so I think that's a great segue into Cool Apron Lights. So we're looking forward to having those guys out here and talk to you about their program as well.
A lot of technical. There's a lot of jobs out there that training that goes through Shasta College that will provide great incomes, honorable jobs that people can get into for years. Out there, so Bob. Oh, anyway, tomorrow we're going to have Doug Wright on. We're going to be talking law and some of the aspects of civil law and estate planning.
Great,
so, all that
we all need to know stuff like that.
All right, everybody, have a great day.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Thomason. Show us the evidence. That's what some of President Trump's detractors demand in response to Mr. Trump's claim that President Obama tapped his phone during the campaign. Now, given Mr. Trump's previous claim that President Obama was not born in the U.S., White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked whether Mr. Trump is risking his credibility with this wiretap claim.
I fail to see the comparison.
Conway on NBC's Today Show, Republican Senator John McCain is telling the Trump people to either provide evidence that the Obama administration wiretapped Trump Tower phones, provide the evidence by today, or issue a retraction. Congressman Steve King not backing away from his statement that America can't